Well, hello, I'm here in Stone Quarry because there's a brand new fish and chip bar that's opened, and I'm talking to Mustafa. Mustafa, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
That's your first day of opening today.
First day opening today, yes.
Yeah.
Official opening today. We were open last week, yeah. But everything's going well. We're very pleased. Thank you to you and to Mayor and everyone, Nicholas and everyone,
yeah,
who's joined us today.
So it's good to have
thank you
support,
to my family, my wife, my son. They helped me a lot and during the doing it up. All my kids, they're all brilliant. They're always helping me. They're always
it does
my
look smart, actually, yeah. The grey. Yeah, yeah. Looks a little bit more modern, don't you think? It's got that more modern
grey. I try not to...
Oh, it was green before.
Yeah, before it was green. A bit outdated. We've tried to modernise it.
I try not to do it so modern, be honest with you. I had a fish and chip shop in the Cookfield as well. That's no modern. That's traditional. I try to make the traditional, apart from the ceiling.
Yeah.
So I try to be mixed.
Traditional and modern as a bit of a hybrid.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, really. They tiles or something, aren't they? But they're
just the lights.
Depicting the fish.
Yeah, I try be modern as well.
Yeah.
I'm in this trade for almost early 90.
Right.
I started in Worthing.
I had a partnership in Worthing.
We bought a burger bar from English couples, old couples. We turned to kebab shops as well as burger, obviously. And 3 years later, and I sell my share to my partner, and I came to East Grinstead, and I bought EG charcoal grill. Those days was called a Kalkan kebab. So I changed it to EG, East Grinstead Charcoal Grill, instead of Kalkan. So I'm there since. And we're doing well there as well. We're well known. And also, and here, when I always want to have a nice fish and chip shop in the town. I had a couple other inquiries, but it didn't go through. It didn't work.
No.
And when I found out this place is for sale, I know the previous owner.
Yeah.
And we just made the deal, and I bought it off him about a year and a half ago.
Oh, right.
And to make me doing up completely, it takes a bit long, but I had to do it properly. And which is I did it. I'm glad it's very nice a business come up with brand new machines and everything. So I'm so pleased. And used to call Sam Fish Bar in here, and now we call EG
East Grinstead.
That is EG meaning two things. One, like you said, East Grinstead, and secondly is the postcode of this area, 3EG.
All right.
RH193EG.
Very clever.
It's mentioned in the local business.
Yeah.
It's a family business, as I just.
And this is your son.
This is my son Ennis Dilek, and my wife Janan Dilek, and my daughter Alice Dilek, and my daughter, my baby daughter.
So it really
Helen,
is a family.
Dilek,
so. Yeah. Really family affair. So are you the eldest?
I am the middle child.
You're the middle child. Middle
child. Yeah. But as I said, I was about 3.5-4 years ago. I started working in our other business, and then now I'm over here. It's been really successful so far.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to love it, and you know we chose fish and chips as well because, as he mentioned before, it's always been other fast food, other food takeaways, and East Grinstead was a bit of a gap in the market. We use fresh fish.
Where do you source the fish?
We source the fish from.
We buying from the Zampa. big
wholesaler.
Big wholesaler in the London.
Yeah.
Fish is coming from Peterhead, Scotland.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He's going to there. Generally, it's sometimes the lorry they drop us first, and then they take it to the London. And in my other shop as well, we lend them key. They just put in the fridge. So before pandemic, we would get delivery every day, but now we get delivery every 2 days since pandemic.
So it's the freshest fish.
We open 6 days a week, Monday to Saturday. At the moment, we open 11:30 for lunch to 2:30, and 2:30 we close 2:30 for 4:30, and then 4:30 to 9 every day. Sunday we close, but hopefully next month we plan to do a gluten-free every Monday.
That's good.
From now on.
That's good.
Yeah, because previous owner never opened on a Monday.
Are you ready for
food? So we just want to have a Monday as well as do something special.
That's really good. And I noticed you've got vegetarian options as well.
So,
And we've got Mims here, he's just joined us.
Thank you for Mims. I really appreciate it.
This is lovely. It's so pretty here. You've really thought about the decor and the welcome that you get at the new venture, building on the success of Cookfish in Cookfield. And obviously being in the town for so long, you know what you're doing when it comes to fish and chips.
Have you had some yet?
Not yet. I've got an order in because they're going to do a monthly gluten-free on a Monday, which is really exciting. Yeah. And I'm a celiac, so for me, that's wonderful. So they've got the chips fried separately, so you can always have chips, but on a Monday you can get that gluten-free batter. That's really exciting. So today they're cheating a little bit to help me try the chips today, and we're kind of doing the fish separately, but for those people who want that proper batter experience every Monday, which is going to be wonderful. And I was teasing because I said, is there any mushy peas? And it's a chip shop that I once went to where they I unwrapped the chips and it said MP on it. I thought, oh, they know, but it actually was just labelling the mushy peas. So we've had a bit of a laugh about that. There's going to be curry sauce, there's all the favourites, but the decor here is absolutely beautiful.
And it's quite modern, isn't it?
And it's a family business, another investment by the family into the town, into supporting jobs and keeping our communities vibrant and giving us a lovely choice of food. So I'm looking forward to getting stuck in.
Lovely. We're also giving 10% of Queen Victoria stuff.
Wonderful.
That's good.
10% discount.
And that's very small because they're not very far away, are they? And after a hard shift, that will be really welcome.
I'm always involved with Queen Victoria charities anyway, so I just spoke to the Camellia.
Well, Fraser, the town mayor, who also works there, I'm sure he'll be bolting down here to get an extra 10% off and bringing lots of people from the QVH along with him. That's really generous and really welcome.
That's his chosen charity as well, of course.
It is, absolutely.
During the pandemic, I did 1 year. One meal free for Queen for NHS, East Coast EG Charcoal Grill, as well as Cookfish, and we got certificate as well from NHS, and we got thank you letter too.
That is lovely, and I can see we've got a few people queuing up waiting for their chips.
Well,
somebody just headed off, and your neighbours are delighted as well because they're excited about it.
Lovely neighbours, everyone's just
really welcome here to hear.
Lovely.
And Nicholas looks like he's enjoying his fish and chips.
Oh, has he got stuck in?
Yeah.
Really? He couldn't wait.
He couldn't wait.
I'm going to sign off.
No one ever can when it comes to chips.
I'm going to sign off now because I need to get in that queue.
Too right. Get in the queue.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for talking to me.
Thank you very much.